If you're listening to this, you already know our podcast. You may have even watched us on YouTube, but some of the most unforgettable moments in Glass Cannon history didn't happen in a recording studio. They happened live. In 2026, we're taking that energy on the road with an all-new touring show, Call of Cthulhu Live. Each city will experience its own unique, standalone story of cosmic horror, and we're coming to Madison on October 15th. You can get your tickets today at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour. And if you'd like to upgrade your experience with early entry for exclusive pre-show access and a meet and greet with the cast before the show, grab one of the limited BIGCP packages at checkout. Just head to glasscannonnetwork.com/tour and we'll see you in Madison.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Shouldn't be alive on the Glass Cannon Network. Your destination for us good buddies, all different groups of us good buddies playing all different kinds of tabletop role-playing games. And today,
I gotta get my book.
We play Twilight 2000, 4th edition. So many versions. So excited to get back into our game. I'm Joe O'Brien. I'm your good friend refereeing this thing, and I'm here with Ross Bryant, Mary Lou, Jared Logan, and Skidmar. What do you got there? What's
ooh,
that?
Skid? What's that?
What's that?
Is that a dungeon? Ark Narcana, Ark's book for Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh. A visit to
history.
The Witwer brothers. And it is, as we record this, it's my best friend from 7th and 8th grade, John Bell. It is his birthday today, and I got him this for his birthday.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Well, that's very nice. Happy belated, I guess.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.
When it airs. Yeah, I saw the red dragon come up on there on your screen, and I was like, I don't think that's a Twilight 2000 book.
I thought he had gotten confused. I thought he'd gotten confused.
Yeah.
Skid, are you confused?
I mean, it could be Twilight 2000. That's just really up to Joe and the cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe we'll find a bus with a dragon in it.
The Russians delve too deep. Too greedy.
It's as likely as finding a poisonous snake.
Yeah.
A worm.
What is a dragon but a poisonous snake?
Seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as we've established, there are snakes everywhere in Poland.
Yeah. Not in
Ireland.
Welcome
back in. Sorry. What'd you say, Mary Lou?
I said there are no snakes in Ireland. That's one place that there
is. That's correct. There are no snakes in Ireland. Would you guys ever be interested in exploring a Twilight 2000 campaign, short, long, didn't really matter, but just a campaign not in Poland? In another country. Yeah. Skid, I know you've always liked this idea of the original campaign took you to the U.S. at some point. Is there anywhere else you'd like to play, like setting-wise in this world?
Actually, I was just looking at this. I didn't realize. I wasn't aware of this, but they GDW published a module in 1987 called King's Ransom that has to do with securing the Iranian crown jewels.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically, it sounds a lot like Three Kings, just from what I'm with the movie Three Kings, like what,
yes,
looking at it.
Yeah. You're sort cool. of what? You're displaced military soldiers that have no command structure. And so you're like, oh, let's go try to get rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in like the south of like the Soviet Union or something. And it's just like, I don't know. But the
it would just be nice to, you know, think about Iran for a while.
It would be nice
know?
To get away for return events and do a fantasy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2000
Nobody's
is always
talking
just
talking about them.
We're just like 2 weeks off of real events.
So true.
Twilight 2026.
When the nukes finally hit, the five of us will be able to go, follow us. We know what to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. We've been training for this. We've
been
in simulation.
Don't go in that bus.
No. There's vipers
snakes
in there.
There's vipers in that bus.
No buses.
But don't I really would. I would love to come back to the United States. I think
yeah,
that would
yeah,
be really
me too.
They built a really cool kind of idea of what the mid-war kind of states look like, and I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Mary Lou? Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. Please go ahead, Mary Lou.
Is there a place you'd like to play in the world that isn't Poland? I'm loving Poland, by the way, and loving how deep we're getting into it and how much we're learning and everything. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. But is there another place in the world you'd play?
Like Los Angeles, I'd love. A place that I'm like really familiar with, I think would be really cool. I think LA is especially weird because it's flat and has all of these freeways, but also like big, well, not flat, but not like a city, you know, there's a horizon everywhere. And you've got those landmarks like the hills and the ocean and the mountains. So you can always like physically orient yourself in space and use the freeways to navigate, even if you're just walking. And very Octavia Butler, Parable of the Sower. And I think that would be really cool.
And there's no shortage of like inspirational media for post-apocalyptic LA. Mm-hmm. So you'd get plenty of ideas from that. Jared, what were you going to say?
Just that I think that I would like to use the Twilight 2000 rules to play an exact campaign of the John Milius 1984 film Red Dawn.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just watching that again 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I love that movie.
That's a great one. I loved that one when I was in high school. It's like, this is what I want to do. I was like, I almost want them to attack now.
We all play teenagers, you know. I think it would be pretty fucking cool.
I think so too. I think the rules will fit. We're going to get back into our game, though, here. Back in eastern Poland, behind enemy lines, we'll do a brief recap and then return to where our heroes are, which is in a very scary situation. Then I have no idea how they're going to proceed. This episode is not prepared at all in terms of what comes next. There's kind of a sandbox in front of our players, and we're going to dig in just a minute here. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You know that idea you can't stop thinking about? The one you want to turn into a business? It's time. Shopify has everything you need to launch your website fast and sell everywhere customers shop.
We just made it live and it's already sold out.
Oh my gosh!
Join millions of Shopify merchants who have turned their ideas into businesses.
We got my first deal!
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
You've got your favorite blanket, a freshly poured drink, and a cold case burning a hole in your streaming queue. You're not just watching true crime, you're running the investigation from the comfort of your couch. Welcome to Murder, She Watched, the podcast where we recap, dissect, and slightly overanalyze some of the best and craziest true crime documentaries on our favorite streamers. Did the spouse do it? Why is the shady neighbor wearing leather gloves in July? Why did this guy agree to be interviewed in this documentary? We ask the tough questions that you're often just screaming at your TV. So every week, we break down the twists, red herrings, and absurd documentaries that have kept you up all night. It's high drama, cozy vibes, and absolute couch detective energy. Grab your throw blanket and hit subscribe. Search Murder, She Watched wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's solve this thing together.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search Realms of Peril and Glory to find out more.
We are back. Let's recap the most recent events that have taken place with our PCs here in Eastern Poland. You guys have made your way to Leżajsk, a town south of the San River, where you believe, at least rumors have told you, that, and I realize now that, like, this goes back to Carpenter. Carpenter is the first one that mentioned to you when you said, we need to liberate these laborers that are cutting down these trees and stuff. And he said, you want to liberate them from their food, from their source of shelter? He said, maybe if you want to liberate somebody, liberate those kids in Leżajsk, the kids that they're making bullets, he says, in Leżajsk. And
we were like, fuck you. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you're right.
Don't tell us what to do. We're going to Leżajsk.
I hate you, Dad. I'll do it. Right.
I'm doing it because I want to, not because you told me to.
I didn't ask to be born. Should be alive.
And look, we should be alive. And looking at the map, you guys, as the crow flies, are a mere 4 hexes from Biłgoraj. But you needed to take the long way around. You wanted to stay on the roads with your car. And you needed to use the bridge to cross the San River. So you take the long way around and in so doing encounter several things along the way. But now you are finally here. You see just northwest of town, a couple kilometers outside of town, a roadblock. 3 men holding it with a technical and a motorbike or dirt bike of some kind. And just standing around cooking some food on the spot. You spotted them and avoided them and left your truck, hit it in the woods, and have worked your way around several kilometers on foot to approach with as much stealth as possible. We have not dug into the nitty-gritty, if I'm not mistaken, of equipment and what you're actually carrying, just because that's kind of tedious and we want to get to the fun, action-y stuff. That said, let's try to be as realistic as possible about what's actually on your person versus what was in the truck, what you can actually carry, etc. I don't want to police it too heavily. I think you guys can kind of police yourself. So think about what you actually have on you right now as you're moving through the woods. Shalona, don't forget, is with you as well. Shalom. You approached the town stealthily. And in so doing, one of the first things you see from outside the town, you see a steeple in the distance. Remember, we talked about from our Poland traveler's guide, there is a basilica here in Leżajsk, which is a beautiful monastery church, but it is given the what do you call it, distinction and the title of basilica can only be bestowed by the Vatican. So this is assigned by the Vatican as a special holy site, one of only, I think, of 1,000 or less than 2,000 in the world there are of these sites that have special significance to the Catholic Church. And this is one of them in Leżajsk. You see that steeple in the distance, but that's far behind a construction crane up against a building that has 2 bodies hanging from it. Very ominous image we left off on last week, and we'll pick it up right there. Your characters can see this from the edge. I can tell you you're far enough away that there are not a lot of details on this. And, ooh, you know what? I'm gonna do something here. I was thinking about how to approach this and how to communicate this to you guys as effectively as possible. And sometimes I feel like the best way to communicate is to get out a map. And I think a map may help give you some image of where you are and the sort of size of the area that you're dealing with here. So I've just whipped something up. I've just put something together here that is, let me see if I have it right here. Yeah. Okay. This should give you an idea of what you're up against. I will bring you over to this map of Legice, which is just a screen cap of modern Legice. So it's not going to be exactly right.
Man. Oh, this is awesome.
Yes. That's but so cool. This is a satellite image of the town that should give you some idea of the scope here. You are far to the west. You can see there's a patch of woods, and you'll mm-hmm. see your party on foot token there.
I see it.
Off to the west. There is this road into the town, which I believe in the last episode I said is the main road into town. Well, it's one of the main roads into town. There's also one from the northwest, which is the road on which that roadblock was. So that really seemed to be the main road into town. You've worked your way around from the western side here and are approaching from that way. I only bring this map up. I only show it to you to give you a sense of how large this space is, even though it's not a major city. It's still a city, mm-hmm. A town, whatever you want to call it, but it's large. And for the most part, all you can see is this one sort of edge of it, and there is a whole lot more behind it. So just put yourselves in that sort of headspace as we return to your characters here on the edge of town, in the woods. And in that moment, I'll let you guys kind of take it from here and tell me how you react.
Well, as a player, I can tell you that this map really helps because it gives me an idea that it really seems quite impossible for a group of four people to sort of reconnoiter around the entire town, like in a day or something like that. Yeah. I think we've gotten a good idea of what we're facing on this approach, right? There's that blockade. And then quickly when you get into town, there is a message to potential aggressors, right? Or to people who might not do what the people in charge want them to do.
Yes.
I think we go back.
I see the Selinsky family have made their mark.
Yeah. I don't want to be a... I won't be a doomsayer or nothing, but what can the four of us do to impede these operations? I mean, we could not interrupt transport or
four start people can do a lot. Off. Dave, four people can do a lot. Okay, trust me. But I don't know. Sneaking into the city, all four of us right now, I don't know if it's a good idea. Maybe we go back to where we were camped with the truck and make a definitive plan. I have an idea.
All right.
I feel like this trip out here needs to be good for something.
Okay. You want to throw a grenade or shoot a couple of rounds into the air?
As you're saying that, and I heard this, and I think it's you, Logan. Is that your dogs out there,
dude,
barking again?
The fucking dogs. Every time, as soon as it gets quiet and we start
the
fucking dogs outside my house start.
I just want to make it clear to everybody that
we
are
them
on.
So much.
We are on for a solid 30 minutes pre-showing,
silent.
Pre-teching,
no dogs.
Before we actually start recording. The dogs, completely silent.
Not a peep.
And yesterday, silent. And during Blood of the Wild, completely silent. And then every time we do We Shouldn't Be Alive, the dogs go nuts.
All right, but here's, I want to take it because I loved the image. You're talking in character and you hear in the town to the east of you, far in the distance. You hear the distant barking of dogs and Shalona comes up on the she leashed?
I think we had her off leash. I mean, we've never, she's just kind of
she
like.
She starts to like move like toward the town and she's getting punchy, edgy, and it seems like she's about to bark.
I'll put my hand on her flank and just kind of be like, easy, 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 and kind of just like put my hand underneath her ruff, just try to scratch and cool her off. Easy.
So someone's coming, right? Let's go.
Sounds like it.
Fine. Yes, let's go.
So, I mean, my idea, and, you know, it's up to the other players whether they want to follow. I think we should just disappear now for I don't want to confront whatever's coming for us right now. We're not ready. But I think we can go make a plan and then take action.
Well, I think Lime would argue that if, as long as we are here, we should take the chance, the opportunity to find maybe an abandoned house or something like in town that we can set up a base here so we don't have to keep sneaking in and out.
It looks like this perimeter to the west, at least the satellite image makes it look residential.
Yeah.
That there might be a way to melt into those buildings, possibly.
Yeah.
It would just depend on how thorough their security is. Like if they're patrolling going house to house all the time. We just don't know.
They definitely can't.
It's so big.
They can't cover all of this. I think that's great. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Let's find a house here in town that we can kind of hole up in for now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So but I'll don't just tell make them a what roll. Our budget is until we hear the
exactly.
list price.
I'll just make a roll to quickly find a house. Let's see. That sounds like...
Okay. So you're going to move into the town, past the crane, past the bodies, and deeper in. You don't see any people.
We're definitely taking a circuitous route that does not put us in the center of a thoroughfare.
Yes. And we could actually just go through the woods. Like, there's woods surrounding the entire residential area, so we could go through forest and take a look from there without even...
Yeah, we're looking for a house on the edge of the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. Show me. Move your token.
We're staying in the darkness on the edge of town, Joe.
Yeah.
Show me on the map.
I think
where you're gonna move.
If I'm gonna like plot us a little path, there's this patch of woods that sort of juts in to this residential district. Mm-hmm. And maybe we go through that patch of woods and we find maybe a house along this road that looks more residential and looks more wooded. The road looks a little like curvier and like it would have, these houses are more, you know, removed. So maybe, we find a house along this patch of woods. One of these, maybe.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you take your token. Can you not control it? You can control it.
Oh, I can. Right? I just was scared. Oh, I cannot. No, I can. Okay.
Okay.
Don't be scared, Mary Lou. Don't be scared.
Moving off.
I'm scared.
You start moving off through the woods to the south area of town.
Mm-hmm.
And you're keeping kind of a distance so that through the woods you can see some semblance of residential houses, neighborhoods, something through the woods there in the distance to your east. And you keep moving down south. Occasionally you hear those dogs barking in the distance, but you don't hear much of anything else. And then you decide as characters to dip into the east and get close to some of these like homes, some of these backyards. Mm-hmm. As you get up close, you see that there's been some sort of massive burning in like this entire area of this spot where you are right here. Multiple residential homes blackened by fire and debris all over the grounds. You see cars that are burnt and windows broken, wheels missing and stuff like that. And the area seems abandoned. Everything is cool. It does not smell like smoke or fire. It feels like this happened weeks ago at the earliest, if not longer. And and one other detail, as you went up and got sort of started heading down that way, I will say that one of you noticed that one of the bodies hanging from the crane, both looked like men. You noticed that one of the bodies hanging from the crane was displaying the badge of a police officer. So one of them was dressed as a police officer, as it's just like hanging there. But anyway, forgot that part. You come down to this area and you see that this is kind of like burnt out. So the windows aren't working. The doors are not on and the houses are sort of open air. And you can see kind of like wildlife moving in and among them here and there, right? Birds, pigeons, that kind of thing are kind of in and out of them.
Does anything look like... You said not all the houses are burnt out, right? There is maybe something that seems solid.
No, they're pretty much all burnt out, yeah. But the you know, in terms of like finding a place to walk in, hide, talk, etc., like feels like you can do that, but it's all kind of open air. Like there's not like a closed door or sealed windows, right? Like
that makes me nervous too. It is very visible.
Yeah.
We can be spotted from far away. Perhaps we go in a little farther.
Yeah,
we're looking for a secure location, Joe. We don't want no rotted out, no burnout house.
No, we're
get
not
that
trying
trash out of here.
No, player, we're not trying to like bunk out in a smoldering ruin with like one bare chimney.
Yeah, man. We want to find like a bed and a microwave and shit.
Yeah.
What if we continue south? Yeah, it looks like there is more woods over here.
There's a bunch of woods to the north, but that's where the roadblock was, and it was just my instinct to stay as far away from that roadblock, as possible.
Let me be clear. The roadblock was about 2 kilometers off the map.
Okay.
So, like, you see that interchange at the northwestern part?
Yeah.
Yes.
That interchange?
Yeah.
2 kilometers northwest of that is where the roadblock was. So it's off the map. It was far away from here.
Understood. We'd just like to keep looking till we find something that doesn't seem exposed, open, falling apart, and uninhabitable.
What do you guys think? This heading towards this southern woods, or should we come up to the north?
Maybe Joe can tell us how far we have to go. Do we really have to go all the way to where Mary Lou is pinging, or can we, find something, right? If we go like down this street a little bit.
Basically, you're at the edge of the woods and you kind of see this, right? Through this town and the edge of town. If you wish to go directly into the town further to see if you can find habitable buildings, you don't have the cover of the woods. You have the cover of homes and houses and stuff. If you want to go south, there's still woods for a little while, or you double back all the way, return north, lose some time, and stay in the woods. I think you have, three solid options to continue looking for a place.
Hannah's getting impatient. She says, fuck it, we'll be looking all day. Listen, we need to talk about what we're going to do here. I have an idea.
There is a parking garage, not far from where we are. Garage.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, right around here. It's a parking garage. There's also a car rental close to that on the corner, just to our south.
I am changing a lot of the real life map, just FYI.
It looks like a parking garage to me.
You said we could use Google Earth. I see a Wendy's.
Yeah. I would like...
Probably get a junior bacon cheeseburger.
I would like a Frosty.
Right.
Can we talk about what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Yes,
of course. Said you had an idea.
I have an idea. Sophia has worked for these men. Sophia knows this group. Sophia, you go in, you bring them a gift, you say, I need a situation, I need work. I need the family. And you find out everything you can and figure out how we can hurt them, how we can free these people. Just all the intel you can, and then you sneak out and tell us what's going on in there.
Or perhaps, if you're comfortable doing it, you could present us as potential assets for the group.
You want me to go in there? Talk to them. Work with them. They will want some proof, show of loyalty. This is how they work.
I maybe, you know, you take them a gift. You maybe we're the gift, you know? Like the major says. You say I have a doctor, and she looks at Dade. You say, you know, I have a Brit good with his sniper rifle who, you know, doesn't give a fuck anymore. He just needs to eat. I mean, we are low on rations.
All right. So you're saying send her in like undercover into this little crime family come warlord organization here. So have you worked with these people before?
Doc.
You ain't got the, you're not so in deep with them that you got the mark.
No, that is for the family. Not just blood, but the most loyal.
All right, well, just speaking hypothetically, do you think this would work? I mean, if you brung me in there as a prisoner, like an offering to...
Yes.
Look at them. I mean, what assurance did you have they don't just... I mean, if you offer me as a gift, they don't just string you up like the others, work me to death.
We don't.
Are there any contacts that you would know? Someone that to whom you could refer to establish a level of trust? Somebody you've worked with in the past?
Zach, yes, I remember names.
You wouldn't have any assurance that they're in there.
No, this is why I am frightened.
But you'd have the names, you'd have the contact.
I guess Ken's idea is very good. It is very smart. I am just scared. I am not friendly. And I am scared to be alone with them, of what I will say, of doing it wrong. But if maybe someone comes with me, I don't think that we should all go. I don't want to tell them everything that we have. We have to keep some things to ourselves. We cannot tell them everything. They will use us. They use people. And they do not care. But if they see an opportunity, they might take it. But anything too much of a gift, they will be suspicious. No. Or they will see it as a sign of weakness, and they do not respond well to weakness.
Zofia, you can do this, okay? Lime and I, maybe we remain in reserve. You take Dade in. He's the offering, right? Hey, I found a doctor. I've worked with you guys before. We just want to eat. Just be honest, Zofia. Tell them the truth. You're hungry, okay? That's not even a lie, okay? So then you're telling the truth and you get Dade in, right? And Lime and I will remain in reserve. Maybe we even follow, we keep an eye on everything, right? And we find out how to fuck these guys.
Tuck,
But I gotta ask one question before we do this, okay? Because I know why I do this, okay? I want to free Poland. But I gotta ask before we do this. Why are you guys doing this? Okay? I gotta know. Right? Major. Why do you want to do this?
I'm a weapon for my country. I was pointed at the direction of the Soviet army. That was the last instruction I received, and I intend to carry it out to the letter.
Okay. Well, Dade, you sure you don't want to go home?
Major Lime's motives sound pretty honorable to me. Do I want to go home? Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I want to go home. I'd love to hear another American voice. And it don't... doesn't make me feel great. Imagine going in there with Sophia and knowing I'm gonna be not gonna understand a fucking thing. But, fuck that. I don't think I am going home. America's a world away. Can't get a voice on the radio. I'd have no idea what NATO's up to. I don't even know if there's a home to go back to. I think it said a lot what we did a couple days ago. When I was pulling bullets that we fired out of those people. It says a lot about you. You're not the sort of person to just vengefully kill those people when you had the chance, when your blood was up. You try to do the right thing. We're all trying to do the right thing. Whatever the hell that means right now. And as long as there's people still trying to do that, then the world ain't fallen to ashes.
She smiles.
It probably sounds stupid to you, but if we can just make one small change, if we can try to reset this fucked up world in some way. I don't know if that's enough to convince you, but if I can just try to make a difference now, I suppose that's all we can do.
Yeah, I think Hannah would smile at that. Do the right thing. That's very American. Yes. And yeah. Zofia, I know why you do this thing. My sister.
Yeah, she's going to clasp your hand.
And
hold it really tight. But she's shaking a little.
You can do this.
Yes. We've done it before.
I would remind you the words of the great American George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
That is very, very good.
Seinfeld.
We got the Seinfeld here.
Canonically never aired in this timeline.
We got Seinfeld here.
Don't know.
Yeah, seen it. Yeah. Like you say, we don't have to lie that much.
Elaine. I like Elaine. Jeez.
You're a bit of an Elaine. You've always struck me as a bit of an Elaine.
That's nice. Like her hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a wall. A wall of hair. Face like a frying pan. Yeah.
Weak people. Drunk on freedom. But I like the show.
Okay. We just need to...
I was more of a Frasier guy.
Oh man! I saw an interview with the actor who played Jay Peterman. Can't remember his name. He was talking about getting that his agent booked him on the show, and he was like, "I don't want to do the show." And he was like, "It's a big deal. Just do the show." He's like, "It's a stupid show run by a comedian. Like, I don't want to do a sitcom." You know, he's like, "Do the show." He's like, and then I get the script, and I'm like, this isn't funny. It's just not funny. And he was like, and I still believe that. And I'm serious. It was not funny. And he was like, because what I didn't realize at the time is that they weren't writing jokes. Everything up until that point was writing jokes. Mm-hmm. And these were just people that were so serious about their lives. And that's what was funny, is that they took this seriously. And so once I saw the performers in action, I was like, now I get it. You know, but just like seeing the script, he's like, there's no jokes here. Anyway.
That's funny.
There's plenty of jokes in We Shouldn't Be Alive.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Funniest show on the internet.
Yep.
That's right.
Everybody says that.
Sunday's a date.
Okay. You guys have come up with a plan. My head is spinning in freaking crazy carnival up here.
Yep.
Can you talk to me about next steps? You're in a burnt out husk of a house laying low southwest of the central parts of town, and you've come up with this plan. How do you begin to execute it? We can talk out of character for a second if you want.
Yeah.
Is this something you begin right now? Is there a plan for how it begins? Is there a plan for what Lime and Hannah do? There is a lot of complications to this plan.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. If you want to talk through as players, that's fine, and maybe we can move things along, but I don't know. You guys talk me through it.
I still think
I get the gist. It's just it's like the blades in the dark. What's the detail?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like where does it begin?
Looks like it's a deception. We're walking
deception
in.
Deception score.
I've got an American prisoner that could be an asset to your organization. Also, I've worked with you in the past. We're both hungry. Can we integrate ourselves into
right? But where is this happening? Who are you talking
maybe
to?
Maybe we go back. Maybe we go here. All the way back to the barricade, or maybe you go right into the center of town. Mm-hmm. You know,
I don't want to go to the barricade.
Yeah, we go right into the center of town. Make yourself obvious, and you know, one of the arguments that Zofia might have for herself is, "I got around your security."
Yeah, like, exactly. Yes. Smart enough to get a dagger past your guards, old man.
And then my question is, do Hannah and Lime sort of shadow you, right? Do we stay to the edges and kind of keep an eye on things? Or do we wait back at the burned out house, wait for you guys to sneak away at night, tell us, you know, where they're vulnerable or something, and then we get into action? I mean,
I think we establish a base.
That was what I was going to say.
A safe location that we know, like, if anything goes wrong, like, try and meet back up here. And, you know, maybe we won't have to stay with them. You know, maybe they're not going to be like, here, move in with us. Maybe they'll be like, yeah, just report at 8 a.m. to do our shit. And then, like, we don't give a fuck where you live, weirdo, you know, and maybe we can still, you know, live together and plan at night. Or maybe, I don't know.
They don't know that you're seeing us on the side.
Yeah, essentially.
They don't know that you got a side piece named Hannah and Lime waiting in a burned out house.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that. And then, you know, in the meantime, while you guys are off doing those kind of things, maybe Lime and Hannah could like scrounge around in these houses and see if we find anything useful.
And just general reconnaissance.
Yeah.
But like uber stealth while we're doing reconnaissance in the open. Yeah. But I think maybe, I don't know why, but I think if we can find something along this main road, just on the south, and then literally maybe Dade and I just walk up this main
road,
in the middle of the road, like looking for like, okay, who's in charge?
What
here,
road? You know? Can you ping it again? I wasn't looking at the map.
This main one. So if we found a spot over here, right? Near the very south by these woods in this residential area. And then in the morning or who knows, we'll walk up.
Just start spraying the AK in the air. Like, hello.
Good morning.
Like it's our daughter's 15th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. Beautiful.
Okay. Okay. Let's play this out. Show me. Move your token.
I think we're moving.
Okay.
Stealthily through the woods.
The constant information is going to come to you, okay?
Okay.
As you get into these woods down here to the south, you know what? There is an eerie silence and lessening sort of wildlife. Birds, the sounds of animals, stuff sort of starts to go away. As you come out of those woods, just to the east of you there, where you see some houses and stuff like that, there are some houses there, unburnt, and seems like a place you could lay low. And it almost seems like you need to whisper just to talk to each other. It's so quiet.
Okay. Well, I was trying to whisper anyway, so... should we take over one of these houses very quietly?
Yes.
Yeah.
We do that.
I'll say you can do that. You can take over one of these houses. Some of these houses have all kinds of supplies in them, but not food, not clean water. But plastics and tools, and it looks like homes were just left, like in the middle of living. And there's dishes and plates, knives, forks, right? There's enough here that you may be able to scrounge some general parts and stuff like that. But yeah, sadly, the refrigerators are empty and off. The water is not running, that kind of thing.
What about like water in like a hot water tank? Might be sitting there.
Yeah, let's do a roll. Give me a survival roll.
Survival, eh? Well, that shouldn't be me. Someone else would do that.
I forget.
No,
I think you should do it. Getting into a hot water tank.
You do it. It's really more of a luck roll than anything. So give me your survival roll.
Oh, a success.
Nice. Right.
Got a success.
Yeah, we got water, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome. I will say that there is a hot water heater that is a tank that is no longer hot, but contains water that you feel like, you know, might be...
potable?
Oh, my God.
What?
I rolled 2d6 rations of water.
Oh,
I rolled 11.
Yes!
Yes! We only had 4 water rations.
Yeah, we needed the water for
this
sure.
This tank is full. That's a crazy find.
We only had enough
find.
For today.
That's awesome.
Crazy
Rich.
Find.
Yeah.
All right, now, don't put it on your character sheets. That water is only here. So unless you want to split it out and carry it, that's weight. That's all, right?
No,
you
gotta
think about
we'll
that.
Leave it where it is for now. But
yeah, this is your home base. You can you know there's 11 rations here that you can consume while you're in the house.
Awesome.
Okay.
So much water. Lisan al-Ghaib.
Lisan al-Ghaib.
Gives his water to the desert.
I want to always say this steeple is always kind of centered in town. So as you're... It was to your east, and now as you're heading south, it's more to the north, you know? But it's kind of always in the distance, far away, you see it. A haze against that hazy, orangey sky. And I'm going to say that this has taken some significant time. It's late in the day.
Yeah.
It's like evening, getting on to early evening here, because you guys, this day started with you hiking multiple kilometers just to get to the roadblock.
Yeah.
Then you hiked around the distant from the roadblock and into town, and you've come up with a plan. You've been talking in a couple different locations. Now it's early evening. Do you lay low for the night here, or do you proceed in darkness? And it is dark.
Yeah.
Here. I think we lay low for the night.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a plan.
We've had a long day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a plan. You lay low for the night. Okay, let's go back. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm looking at the timing and I'm like, oh my God. I'd like everybody to open up your character sheets.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd like you to navigate to your combat tab. And I'd like to talk about radiation.
Stop.
Right after this break.
Is that why it's quiet? We'll God damn it.
No. We'll be back after a quick break.
No.
Hang in there. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
Everybody shush! William Shatner has something to say.
Cat and Jethro, Box of Oddities. The show examines weird things.
What do you do when the woman you love dies? Well, of course, you dig her up and you live with her.
Aww. Yep.
That is really mysterious.
The strange, the bizarre, the unexpected.
Cat and Jethro, Box of Oddities.
The Box of Oddities, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the love of the game, the call of glory, that drives us to build fantastic worlds. Yet some grow darker than others.
Dark Dice is the horror D&D podcast diving into the depths of madness and the corrupt divine. We share a world of terrors with wayward souls who dare risk their characters at our table.
Enhanced with narrative editing and immersive soundscapes, each season travelers embark to dark corners of our world, and they will never be the same again.
Find Dark Dice wherever you listen to podcasts.
Perhaps you all knew this. I did not. I'm learning as I go playing this game. I thought rad was like a slang term that the game came up with for like what people in this world call radiation exposure. Turns out it's an actual thing. Rads and rad is measured in rads, which I didn't know. Because to me, it just sounded very 90s, like, yeah. You know.
Radical.
Radical, yeah. Like very 90s. That's your colloquialism. Yeah.
You've accumulated four cowabungas.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I'd like everybody to look.
And if you accrue one more, it'll be totally gnarly.
Yes. Yeah. That's the exchange rate.
Yes, that mm-hmm. is the exchange rate.
Like everybody to look at your character sheets. Let's look at your current radiation exposure. Everybody should have one temporary rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five permanent rads. When you rest and wash yourself in clean water and all that kind of stuff, you lose a temporary rad. At that point, you roll a d6, and on the result of a 1, your temporary rad sadly becomes permanent. Okay? But in this case, your one temporary rad is going to stay right there, and you all add another temporary rad.
Whoa. Oh.
So now you are all at 2 temporary rads.
Yeah.
And I need everybody to give me a stamina roll. The stamina roll, this is for radiation sickness, is going to be modified by your current permanent rads. And I think only Hannah is kind of on the higher end of this. So let me pull this out. You know, I just wish I could remember these numbers off the top of my head, but I never do. You get a bonus to this roll that is modified by your current permanent rads. And you would have thought I could have just gotten this out during the break, but I forgot. Okay. Here it is. You're going to roll a stamina roll, and you are going to get a plus. Sorry. You're going to get it's called a rad attack, and you get a +4 minus your total rad count. Okay. So it's easy with +4 minus your total rad count.
Permanent plus rad count, I'm assuming.
+4 minus your total rad count. Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. So if you have 5 permanent rads, who has 5?
I do.
Hannah. You take a -1 to this stamina roll.
Yes.
The rest of you, as you can see, so on down the line, what is your permanent rads date?
2. So I'd be taking a +2.
plus two to this stamina roll. Exactly. And so on. Does everybody get it? Anybody got any questions?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's do these one at a time with Hana going last. Let's start with Dade. Let's start with Dade. Give us a stamina roll at a plus two.
Nice.
Okay.
That success. Is a success. Okay. So you do not experience any effects of radiation sickness.
Okay.
What about Zofia?
Success.
That Great. Is a success. Ah. You do not experience any effects of radiation sickness. And Lime?
Oh.
Oh, no.
See, this That's is a natural my thing. One and a His five. Stamina is oh, actually dear. Pretty low. And I think it's a result of him. He actually has, I think we mentioned this, like has some Gulf War yes. syndrome symptoms.
Which I learned about. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We've gone back and forth a bit on this about pushing this role. And I feel like in my gut, I feel like you shouldn't be able to push it
because it's passive.
Because it's not an active thing. Your body's fighting inside of you. You don't even know. Right now, your characters don't even know you're exposed to this radiation.
I am kicking myself. I am over here absolutely furious with myself. I'm so mad. Because you said it was quiet. And I kept thinking, why would it be quiet? Why would it be quiet? Should I say something? Should we think about it? And obviously, it's because there's no animals. There's no animals. And there's no animals because it's radioactive here.
Right. And on the polar map, there's a giant yellow circle while our nuke went off one town over.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
and so by the way, that's to the south. Yeah.
I'm so mad.
You guys put it all together here.
Now. Silent Spring. Oh, boy.
Okay. So with that failure, Major Lime, you suffer 1 point of damage.
Okay.
Okay. You are now contracting radiation sickness. If you are cared for by someone during the course of your illness, this person can make your infection rolls instead of you. The caregiver rolls for medical aid modified by the virulence of the disease. If you are given antibiotics, the caregiver can get a plus three bonus to the roll. Okay, so in this situation, and forgive me if I'm not playing it exactly right, but we're all just going to agree to what we're going to agree to, and that's how we're going to play it. I think that Lime, in the morning, you wake up with some symptoms of diarrhea, okay? And this is very bad, considering that you're already worried about water consumption, all right? Yeah. So this is pretty gnarly, and you can't heal damage while you're experiencing these symptoms. So let's now finally do Hana and see what happens to you. This roll is at minus one.
Minus one, everybody. This stamina roll is at
minus one. Do you have any ranks in stamina? You do.
Oh.
And that is a failure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Very interesting. The two who were going to stay back. Very interesting. So when you guys wake up, you feel unwell. And it's manifesting in the form of a little bit of diarrhea, I would say, is how it's manifesting. Maybe something was wrong with that water. Everybody take a water ration. Everybody take a food ration because kind of overnight passed. And
so from 11, we're down to 7 water rations here in the house, right?
Correct.
Okay. 5 for Shalona, so we're down to 6.
Got it.
And now we only have 1 food ration.
We might end up just sincerely working for the gangster family.
Yeah, yeah. Putting ourselves to work with the gangster family and then slowly perishing of radiation poisoning.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, the plan, to my understanding, is that Zofia and Dade are going to leave and walk up the street north into the middle of town. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing?
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
But what is going to happen?
It was the plan, and then we got radiation sickness. I think that Hana would absolutely know what's going on.
Okay.
She's had 5 rads before, and that permanent. She has 5 permanent rads, and that is from her backstory, which is that she just sort of walked around in some, you know, nuked territory for a while before she found Zofia. So
it was near here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was near here.
It was so, that yellow one that you're looking at. That is the one that you were near.
She really should have known better.
I believe we said back then, Jared, you and I were just talking off air, but you were like, your family had a vacation home in those woods north of the San River, kind of near Yaroslav on the other side. So it's a little far away from here, but it's probably that same fallout that you're experiencing here.
Would I know, and perhaps with a survival roll, like how far I would need to get? I mean, obviously the gangsters and their charges are surviving here indefinitely. So we just need to move to the north, right? I don't want to deal with this every night.
Yeah.
Like making this roll. It doesn't make any sense. So I would say
you dealt with it in your hideout as well, multiple kilometers west of here.
So you're saying that my character would kind of realize that everybody here is just kind of getting irradiated all the time?
Is slowly experiencing very weak exposure to radiation.
This whole
And most
city.
People are probably, like Dade and Zofia, not even experiencing symptoms.
Okay, so
I'm saying it's possible. So, go.
I think we stick to the plan, but we move up the timeline, okay? These people, they're not only being kept as slaves, they're slowly dying from radiation.
But so are the Solinskis.
Yeah, so we can't wait for them to die, though. We have to kill them, okay?
Where will I find you? You cannot be here.
Yes,
do
I
not
can.
Want you.
Where else are we going to stay? The whole town is glowing. Okay?
All right.
Stick to the plan. Lime and I will be okay, right, Lime?
A-okay.
I don't know.
He's not feeling well.
He's actually currently shitting in a corner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Looks
I'm
a little
shitting
wan.
In the water tank.
Hey, wait, no!
Wait, no! It's the only water around. There's no working toilet, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, this is a nightmare. All right.
Okay, there's another part of this plan. Where is Dade's equipment going? Are you leaving all your equipment in the house?
Yeah. Why does he have to be her prisoner? Why can't he just be...
I assume as a prisoner, you're not walking with an assault rifle.
Yeah, I think it's okay for him to be...
Someone you encountered. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
just a guy.
So you're both joining to help
with the understanding that, like, anything we have...
They need to eat. Because you need to eat.
Stripped off us and added to the armory of the Solinskis.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. So maybe you take the least amount of stuff that you don't mind them grabbing, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Like, so, I think a bare bones loadout for this mission.
I'm going to leave my AKM.
I'm going to leave the radio.
I'm going to have only the police pistol. Maybe we bring the Soviet radio.
Sure.
Not the American one, but the Soviet radio, the one I haven't fixed yet.
Mm-hmm.
If
the idea is like, hey, I'm a doctor, do I want to be bringing all 2 of my medical... supplies, my supplies in part.
I don't have a problem with you doing that, because if there are people in the camp that they're, you know, exploiting that need medical aid, then I would be okay with you going and doing that. I mean, I think, you know, you're there to be a doctor. Like, let's send you in. Look how useful I am. You know, I even brought some of my own medical supplies, and likewise, Sophie. I think the radio is a great idea. You can show them that you can fix things. Like,
yeah, okay. Bring Soviet radio. Maybe bring 1 of the 2 medical parts.
I think we should save one. Leave
Hope
it with
that they have one of their own.
Yeah.
Okay. Then in that case, I might leave the med kit behind and bring my 1 medical part. Does that sound okay, or vice versa?
Some gauze.
Yeah.
Here, I got some gauze.
Is there a quick
you.
Link on the old character sheet there to... Isn't there a quick link to just, like, drop stuff? Like, not on the ground, but, like, stash? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Nope. I'm thinking of Shadow Dark. It has a stash button where you can put it, like, it's not with you, but you have it somewhere.
Yeah. Says store in the backpack.
That's all there is. So, okay, don't worry about it for right now. Let's not worry too much about it. But you've said it. We can kind of go on our memory here for what you've said. You're going to bring a gun, and
police pistol
and your armor, and one medical kit, one medical part. Your backpack, not your U.S. radio. The NATO radio stays with Major Lime.
Yeah,
the working radio. And you depart in the morning and start walking north up the main highway toward the center of town, toward the steeple of the Basilica in the distance. Okay. This is great because I used to have a Dade and Lime token and a Hana and Zofia token.
Oh.
I never had a Dade and Zofia token.
That's right.
But we're just going to have to go with what we got. We've got a Zofia and Hana token, and maybe I can just temporarily rename that or something.
Yeah. Oh.
Whatever. It's fine. Let's not worry about it. I want you guys to start moving your piece sort of up the road and show me where you're going. As you are moving...
Which building could you ping? Which is the Basilica? Is it this blue guy?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Is it...
It's exactly that. So it's far in the distance to the north.
Great.
I don't know the exact distances, and I'm not going to guess at them, but you can tell it's walkable, but far.
Okay.
And you start moving up the road. Can you move the token?
I cannot.
You don't have control of it? Okay. Then I shall move it for you now. As you guys are walking up, you see this residential area again, mostly abandoned, mostly very quiet, and you're about, you know, you're walking for maybe 20 minutes or so, if that, when you come up to a turn, like a square, like a small square, small turnabout where four roads intersect around a circle, and there's a statue in the middle of this, some man on a horse. And just to the outside of the circle, there's a couple different businesses. And one thing that stands out to you is you see Dade, you see Zofia, because it's in Polish. You see a broken sign that says pharmacy.
Oh.
And it is a pharmacy.
I mean,
it seems to be, there's a window broken, seems to be, have maybe been looted at some point, but you don't know how looted. It's there.
So a big green cross, probably. That's enough to...
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe, see a symbol that's pretty obvious.
I mean...
The more tools you have to use your skills, the more happy they will be. I think this is good. Quickly.
Also, you saw how long Major Lime and Hana went out into the woods this morning. I think we need some... more antibiotics we have, the better. And I will make a beeline for that pharmacy, of course, keeping my eyes and open and head on a swivel the whole time, and scrounge in the pharmacy.
Okay. You guys go through the broken glass of this pharmacy, and you start walking through, and you see the shelves, you see the counter, you see a lot of this stuff has been picked over, and give me a recon roll.
Nice.
Yeah,
got one success.
One success. Okay.
I got two successes.
Who's that? JFD with two successes.
Boom.
Nice. Maybe I know a little bit more about what I'm looking at because it's medicine.
Yeah, I was thinking like
you know what to look for.
The scroungers don't know what they're looking at necessarily. Mm-hmm. So
exactly, the scroungers don't know what they're looking at. Now, largely out here in the front is a lot of the what's been scrounged. You can tell is a lot of over-the-counter stuff and a bunch of non-medicinal, sort of like convenience store almost esque
vitamin
items.
Waters. They got all the vitamin
exactly
waters.
That kind of stuff that's in the
so
in
many
the
home enemas.
Enemas are gone.
Exactly. But with your two successes, you hear beyond the pharmacy desk There's a desk that behind it is usually the locked area where, you know, prescribed drugs are.
Yeah.
And you hear movement back there. You hear like a shuffle and like a brief like whisper.
It's easy. There's someone back there.
Hello?
And in that instant, as soon as you say hello, the door busts open and a man holding a jagged piece of rebar with like a broken piece of cement on the end of it comes like middle-aged, like 30s-ish guy, younger than middle-aged, but comes kind of like civilian, comes running out wide-eyed with this thing, and it's just like, ah! And then immediately sees that you're like a soldier and you have like a gun pointed at him, and he just like,
go away, go! He's yelling in Polish, like, go away, we found this, we are searching first!
Talk to him!
Okay, it is fine, you are fine. Nobody is hurting. There is enough here for both of us.
You see this other guy kind of peeks around, looks a little bit younger, maybe 20s. He's got a thick mustache, and he's holding a broken piece of concrete, like he's going to like throw it or like use it as a hammer or something. And he's leaning around the outside, and he just says,
"We are looking. We are looking here. You go away.
We will go.
Go.
We will go. We are just taking some things with us.
No, we need the medicine. They need the medicine. We are looking first.
What do you need?
Do they know what they're looking for? Do they know what they're looking for?
He can help. He is a doctor. He can help you find what you are looking for.
Doctor. And I'm like pointing at the little medic insignia.
He looks at the side of your fatigues. American.
American.
This like slowly lowers the rebar. He looks around like,
how did you get here?
It's
long
a story.
Long
Where are the Americans? Story. Are they close?
No.
Is the army close?
No. Yes. We are alone. He is not with the army. We do not know where they are. He got separated. He is with me now.
Okay. Why?
Have you been in Legeis long?
Yes, I live in Legeis. I am from Legeis. Legeis. I would say it right. I live here.
Yeah.
I am from Legeis.
This is kind of the older looking guy. Long hair, clean shaven. Well, stubble, but like, you know, mostly clean shaven. Brown hair, and he's in these kind of like ratty clothes, and you can see he looks a little sick. He looks, you know, a little pale. And he says,
"Do you have the iodine? Do you have the iodine tablets?"
Looking at Dade, and he's speaking Polish to you, but I think maybe the word iodine.
I can hear iodine. Well, I've got one medical part. But I think maybe we can search the pharmacy to see if they've got it, if that's what they're here looking for.
Yes, please. I do not know what I'm looking at. They sent me down here, and I'm trying to find some before I go back to the church.
And he sort of like leans.
Yes.
This is where you live.
The basilica. Well, out front, yes, is where we stay. The sicker ones are inside the church down below.
And he like turns around and walks back.
And translate.
Okay.
So he says, we're staying outside of the church. The others are, the sicker ones are inside and down below. And he starts looking around. Okay, so go ahead and give me a survival roll at a -2, because this is thoroughly picked over. But perhaps you found something that somebody else left behind. Now, you also get a +1. So one of you will roll it. You'll get a +1 from the other. So you're going to net -1. Okay. Who has the higher survival?
I have a D12 and a D8.
I have a D10 and a D8. So okay. I think it might be you.
So yeah. Then it's a minus one total.
And you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's make it a straight roll. We'll give another plus one on this survival because of Dade's medical experience. Mm. If it wasn't you and Dade in here, you wouldn't get that one. But now it's a net zero. So
okay. Your survival skills and my medical know-how combine influence this. Yes. So yeah, let's do it.
Oh, two successes.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. Boom.
Unbelievable,
amazing.
You guys.
Wow.
Pulling open drawers, looking at bottles, recognizing names. Yeah. Hey, look at this.
We're
over
like
here.
Behind the desk, like in those shelves, you know, of different medications.
Oh my gosh, someone hid iodine pills behind this painting.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sir. Take a painting of Kashmir Kowalski off the wall, and there it is.
So in that moment, yes, so you find, just jot it down, you find two medical parts.
Great.
And whether they're iodine or not can be up to you in a moment. We're not going to tell that just yet. We're going to see you find these things that are, you know, that could be valuable in a given situation. And he says, you find something? You find one?
Yeah.
Is it antibiotics or iodine or,
and you know, iodine. Still figuring it out, whatever
it's
is.
It's the green herb from Resident Evil.
Yes.
Green herb. It's the big
heals your health eater
that you get in like a final fight. I might even have the iodine pills in my hand. And
he should speak with her.
And he turns to you, Zofia, and he says,
can you please bring it to her? He can bring it to her. She is American.
You know an American? American woman?
Yes, American here. Yes, at the church. American.
Oh,
American.
Dave's
yes, I'm American.
True.
I am American.
No, there is a woman in the basilica. She is American.
What
is she doing there? What does she do there?
She's a nurse.
A nurse.
Amazing. Nurse, or at least trying to help.
Take us
I'm
there.
Feeling She's love helping. Interest here, Dade. Yeah.
It's like that episode of Band of Brothers, where...
I gotta watch Band of Brothers.
It's great.
Take us there. Take us to her.
We will go. Let me ask some questions first. I am Zofia. This is Dade. What is your name?
I am Leon.
Leon.
Yes. And this is Joaquin.
Leon. Joaquin. I have to ask something. What do you do here? Why do you stay in Lezhaisk? You know this place is dangerous. The radiation. You know this. That's why you look for iodine. Why do you stay?
Because it is everywhere. It does not matter where you go. It is everywhere. And we need the pills. But the Solinskis, they won't give them to us unless we do the work. Or unless we do what it is they say. And so this is the only place to get it. But if I try to leave, I don't... There were two... Two tried to leave, and they killed them. They hanged them.
We have seen them. Can you introduce me to the Solinskis?
To the Solinskis? No, I cannot. I do not speak with them. I stay far away from them as I can.
She's debating in her mind whether to like open up about the plan, and she's quickly decides not to. I see. That is fine.
So, you and your people, you stay at the basilica with this American woman. And yes. Where do you work?
Yes. Well, I worked at the factory. But
where is
there
this?
Is no, it's not working anymore. The factory is closed.
Why?
Because the world is dead. There is no work. Everyone is just trying to get food. to get water, and now we rely on the Soviets to bring it. And this...
Why can't you leave? Why did the Zelenskys want you to stay?
Because they... They need help to make the things they need, but they also... For me,
and he looks over at Dade, and he looks down like at his gun. He doesn't see your gun. Your gun's like a pistol concealed, right?
Yeah.
Not looking. You know, he doesn't see your gun. He sees Dade. He sees his gun, and he says,
"Because most of us, they take our children. They have our children, and we cannot leave without them. They hold us hostage by keeping our children, and you." If there are more Americans, we can save our children.
We can save our children. And he's looking at you like pleadingly, Dave.
There are no more Americans.
Where did he come from then?
He fell out of the sky. Don't. Do not hope. Do not hope. Just survive. Let us bring this medicine to the Basilica. I will talk.
Okay.
With my
Follow
friend.
Follow me this way.
And he'll take you out, and you go back out to that kind of like main road. He drops the like piece of rebar on the ground. He knew it was a desperate shot anyway. And you guys all start walking up the road toward.
She's going to, as we're walking.
Basilica.
Relay all of that information to Dade. They have the children hostage.
Oh no. They're keeping the kids forcing them to work, and anyone who tries to get out,
they
sent their message. Meanwhile, everyone's just cooking in the residual radiation. God. Well, I know it might not feel like the plan, but I gotta see this woman, Sophia. I gotta know what's going on and how she got here.
Of course, she can have information. There is probably a reason she stayed. She might know something. Maybe she is also useful to the Zelenskys, but this makes me worried. Your medical expertise may not be as valuable if they already have a nurse on the payroll.
It also makes me worried that if we start picking off people, if Hannah... starts killing guards. They got a bunch of kids held prisoner that they could take reprisals on.
Yeah, I think we find out where the kids are first. I think this is our first piece of information that we will look for, but...
Yeah. But first, let's... He looks up ahead of him at the looming steeple. First, I reckon let's go to church.
I've never been one for church. Not religious, me.
Yeah, oh yeah. My family was, but it never really moved me.
When I was a child, I liked Sundays because everyone was in church. The streets were nice and quiet. And when they were leaving church, they were often wearing their best clothes, watches, jewelry. It was easier to relieve them of their earthly burdens. But there is a first time for everything. Let us go to church.
And the song "Take Me to Church" by Hozier plays.
Take me to church.
I risen like a daughter.
I am actually going to end on that note. I think you guys walking up as we, these two poles walking out in front of you, and you two and this, having this conversation about church and what it meant in your lives, and now you're heading to a church where there's potentially maybe an American there. What is she doing there? Who is she? And as Dade said, the whole place cooking in radiation.
And meanwhile, what's going on with Lime and Hannah's diarrhea?
We gotta get an update on the stool. We gotta get a stool update.
Anything getting more solid, or is it still just Splash City?
Just, you know? Is it just a super soaker back there?
We'll see you next time.
Tune in and find out.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ashley, host of Crime Salad, and every week my husband Ricky joins me as my partner in crime. We know the true crime space is crowded, so we skip the loud, bubbly small talk and get straight to the facts of the most gripping cases. If you want to see what we're all about, check out our recent two-parter deep dive, She Saved Him, Can You Save Her?, covering the baffling Rebecca Zahau case. If you want a true crime podcast that feels authentic and respects the details, come check us out. Search Crime Salad wherever you get your podcasts.